the stock market is in correction territory.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The stock market has become more volatile again. In 2017, last year, the stock market rose by almost 25%. However, since January 26th of this year, the market started to act in an unusual manner, even for stock markets. Between January 26th and February 8th, we saw 6 declines in Dow Jones Industrial Average, where the index dropped 3,400 points, and 4 market advances with 680 points. The net result, 2,800 points drop, or 10.4%. The market went down in February and March and then slowly climbed through September. From October, we have been seeing a much weaker market. In meetings, parties, and get-togethers, when people find out that I'm an economist, the first question they ask is about the stock market. This, of course, is aside from someone who would always ask me, is it going to snow tomorrow? And I absolutely get the point. However, since I'm also a pilot and keep a very close eye on weather forecasts, almost always I can repeat what I read the day before about snow. Aside from jokes, economists are not the best equipped people to ask about short-term behavior of stock market. We do our forecasts using rational expectation models, and the stock market has rarely acted rationally in the short term. After the general election, stock market exploded upwards. By the end of 2016, market was 13% up for the year. It rose another 25% in 2017. The economy, while doing well, is not growing in any form or fashion which would provide grounds for that kind of market expansion. And to that point, in 2018, the year that the major tax reduction bills became law, the stock market appears to be backtracking. The expansions of extraordinary growth due to deregulation and tax breaks clearly did not materialize. However, the fears of higher deficits have become reality. According to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, in 2018, deficit will total at $804 billion, a whopping 21% increase in deficit in 1 year. And this is happening while we are having high economic growth, something that is not expected to last long. According to the CBO, deficit will continue at a higher rate at least for the next decade. This usually means higher interest rates. And as interest rates go up, investors divert more of their money into interest-bearing instruments, which result in softer demand, thus lower stock prices. This theory has been proven over and over in history. And as interest rates continue to rise, we all have a ringside view to the veracity of this theory this time round. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.